Episode 297 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons. This one we clicked record, had nothing to talk about. We spit out 40 minutes. We talk Russia and Ukraine. Caitlin Clark for National Player of the Year. We answer a few questions from Twitter that came in live during the podcast. And we make it a nice little episode. It's what we do here at the Wash Up Walk-Ons, brought to you by DRF Sports. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 297 of the most pointless podcast on earth. Kluver just told us that we have absolutely nothing to talk about, so when he gives me the green light, I blow this podcast up. So I'm going to intro this with Vladimir Putin's a bitch-ass motherfucker, and let's all, as a whole universe, shove it right up his ass.
We can all get behind that.
Is there anybody that can't? Is there anybody that would be opposed to that? Are we? Is there anyone
communists
out there listening to this podcast? How many communists do you think we have in our listener pool?
Maybe one.
Got to have
maybe
at least one.
There's
right?
Maybe one fucker out there.
There's got to be at least one of like every fringe group that like some for some reason listens to our podcast. Let's see if we have any listeners in Russia.
That'd be interesting.
I can do that.
If we have Russian listenership, get off this goddamn podcast.
Okay, so let's go into the data.
Go tell Putin to fuck himself.
Data. Let's go to geolocation. It looks pretty gray over there in Russia. They must not allow podcasts. I don't think we have a single listener.
That's good. We don't want any rich listeners from Russia.
Our second highest country where we have downloads from would be Mexico. Canada does not even make the top 10.
Really?
Mexico.
Right out the top five for me.
U.S., Mexico, Japan, Germany, and the U.K.
All right, then.
Top 10 rounded out is Costa Rica, Norway, Bahamas, Dominican Republic, and also.
Now, I got to imagine, like, three.
That's just when people go
like,
on vacation, right?
Probably.
I would imagine. But it's got to be like eight people in Mexico or something.
Right. Yeah. No, 100%.
Like two people in Germany or one person in the UK or that.
So maybe there's no communists to listen to this thing, which is good. Kevin, come to you for the resident knowledge intellect of the podcast. What's going on? Let's talk Russia. Let's talk Ukraine. I know in the group chat earlier, we were talking about how
Talk about potential nuclear ending to this so-called life.
I
prefer we didn't talk about that.
Why do we have so many nuclear weapons, and why does other countries have so many nuclear weapons if everyone knows that one of those things goes off, like we just basically fucking sending ourselves into a reset? Like what?
Mutually assured destruction.
I
have nukes, but you don't have nukes. I can nuke you without any recourse. So that way you want to get some nukes so that if I nuke you, you're going to nuke me. And it's just going to be a no win for anybody.
Right.
But if you don't have nukes, then I can nuke you without any consequence.
I nuke you. You nuke me. We're a nuked up family.
We're all fucking 6 feet deep. You can't actually set off nukes, right? Or everyone dies.
Sure you can. They made them to be set off.
What's the radius on those things?
Oh, they've gotten significantly stronger since the first two were dropped.
The radiation radius is very wide.
Like, in Iowa, honestly, probably a good spot to be, right? Like, decent spot. Even Nashville, right? If it was going to become a U.S. problem. I read something like the U.S. has 5,500 nuclear weapons and Russia has like 6K. And one of them can take out like entire cities like New York.
More or less, yeah.
So why do we need so many?
Because they got so many.
It just doesn't make any, like, you know,
keeping
like
up with the Joneses, man. So you got a neighbor that you fucking hate and he builds something cool in his backyard. You got to one up him and he's going to one up you. And
but fellas, I want you to imagine this right now.
The first question on our tweet that I put up mid podcast was, could Drake stop Putin alone?
That's amazing.
I want to see Drake and Putin roll in jiu-jitsu.
I bet Putin.
Oh, dude, give me Putin in a cage and no rules. Just make sure he can't get out.
He's also
like 70 years old.
And is he, what is he, 5'6"? Did someone say that the other day?
Yeah. I never knew this. He's short. He's a short guy. Got Napoleon syndrome. But
I just want you guys to think about this for a second. If it was going to be the end of humanity, wouldn't it be cool if it was 11,500 nukes just in every direction?
All of them at the same time.
All of them at the same time. Let them fly. It's the final ending at the final. July 4th fireworks store.
It's show. The finale. It's the finale.
It's the finale. That's the grand finale.
Jesus Christ. I'll tell you who was dropping nukes tonight was Caitlin Clark. That is something we can talk about.
That's a good segue right
there. Did either of you watch any of the game?
I was not able to watch. I was driving back from Chicago during the game time, but I was kind of keeping up with it. And what'd she go for, like 36 again?
Yeah, so 38, 6 rebounds, 11 assists, played 37 of the 40 minutes.
Like, how do you even take her off the court?
She's so tired too. Like, she just gives everything she has. She's getting double teamed across. Like, they're pressing towards the end of the game. I was able to catch the fourth quarter. I YouTube TV, though, there's been, you know, occasionally some bullshit with them, like where they drop a channel here. They've got a great price. And the best part about a streaming service is you can just throw that shit up in the car. Right. So My wife is driving home. There's a 1-day volleyball tournament today. As I've mentioned, she coaches some club volleyball. So I'm riding home in the car in the front seat and I'm just watching the game for the Big Ten championship, basically watching the Hawks women win a Big Ten title for the first time since 2008. Shout out to the females, the women in the black and gold, in a sold out Carver Hawkeye Arena, which has been a hot topic this year because wrestling can sell it out. Women's basketball can bring hype crowds, but for some reason, men's basketball, it sounds like a fucking funeral, I guess.
I think it's got so much to do with just scheduling. I mean, like 8 o'clock games on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Like,
yeah,
it's also not a very good spot for students to get to. It's like hard for students to get there.
Right. They are giving free tickets away to the finale against, I don't know who it's against.
I think Michigan.
Yeah.
No, not Michigan.
Northwestern? Maybe? I don't know. Clark goes for 38 and 11, double-double. Hawks win by 24 against 22-4 at the time, now 22-5. Michigan to win the Big Ten championship, regular season title, share it with Ohio State. And And maybe it's just Twitter or maybe not. Evidently, ESPN came out and dubbed this Aaliyah Boston girl from South Carolina. That's their pick for the National Player of the Year in college women's basketball. And like, I don't know how you do that.
That's absolutely asinine.
I'm gonna read you her stats. And the argument for it that I've seen online is like, oh, she does what she. So, I mean, come on, man, this is nothing compared to Clark. I don't understand it. She averages 17 points a game. Caitlin averages.
That's like 10 behind Caitlin.
More than. Caitlin's at 27.1 per game this year. She's at 16.8. Now,
what are we even talking about?
Right. Like, I don't understand. She plays 27.4 minutes a game, where Caitlin plays 36 minutes a game. So Caitlin's playing about 8 or 9 more minutes than her. Okay. But that doesn't account for that point differential.
That not means only, more productivity.
I think it speaks to the fact that, like, and maybe I'm wrong because I hardly follow Iowa women's basketball. It's the only women's team I follow. I definitely don't follow fucking South Carolina, who is 27-1. I imagine, you know, I could just do it right now. If we could find the, yeah, let's go to the game log. I imagine a lot of their games, they win by a lot, right? So she gets taken out, which is why she's not playing some of those minutes. Yeah, I mean, they're winning by 14, by 40, by 15, by 40, by 20. Yeah, so she's getting pulled, right? But to me, you look at the team who need, like, Iowa needs Caitlin Clark if they're going to do some of this kind of shit that they're doing, right? Knock off Michigan to win a share of the Big Ten title. And if she's able to play 36 minutes a game, does that not mean that she's better? Like, because she has that endurance and can still put out those numbers, dog ass hey, tired?
The best ability is availability.
Right? I mean, that's – and I don't know.
Dude, it always feels so good when I say something and Kevin points at me. If I get an Insta agreement from Kevin, I'm like, yes.
That's erection city for you. Not only does Caitlin Clark lead the nation in scoring at 27.1 points per game, which is absurd, she also leads the nation in assists per game.
Which is also absurd, which makes sense.
What is this even?
What is going on?
How is this not a runaway, like Reggie Bush Heisman type runaway? Like,
yeah, I think they're just trying to put some drama out there in that tweet. I don't think there's any chance that Caitlin Clark is not your.
It's legit, dude. Like, I from the reading that I got online, and like even checkmark people who are like analysts or announcers, like several of them are like, she's Aaliyah Boston. She's a generational player. Like all this stuff. I'm like, what are you talking? Like, do we watch? Caitlin Clark has 8.2 assists per game. She almost averages a double double. And I think the other girl,
she shoots it from 40.
Right. And like, they're talking about like Caitlin Clark's turnovers, like the ones who are arguing against her being the national player of the year. Like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, yeah. If you dribbled around for 40 minutes, 1v3, you'd turn it over a couple times too there, Cheeto. Right? Like, what's going on? I don't know. I know this. She went off tonight. Sinano is a really, really good post player who's coming back next year. This is the craziest thing. We return all five of the starters on the women's basketball team again. This team right now, who is 21st today, will move up in the polls after beating number 6 Michigan into the teens. Getting hot at the right time too. Both men's and women's.
Yeah, men's team's playing hot right now too.
Talk about that team the other night winning a big game. Then they took down Nebraska, which they haven't been able to do at Nebraska in like four trips to Lincoln, I believe, for the basketball team. So Iowa basketball, both men's and women's, getting hot. And I don't know, man. I don't know. I'd love to see. I think that both Iowa teams are this year the team that you don't really want to see in the tournament, right? We're not like the team going into the
tournament. Nah, dude. The Iowa men's basketball team is the exact team that you want to see in the tournament.
Why?
Because until they prove otherwise, they're a bunch of choke artists.
Based on what?
Based on every other year of Iowa men's basketball history.
No, but that's where I was going here. Last year,
we were not hot going into the tournament.
And we also were like, hey, we've been a top 5, top 10 team all year. This team is supposed to do well. We're supposed to be a Sweet 16, maybe an Elite 8 team, go on a run. This year, the team is like, right, we've definitely had some ups and downs, but we've kind of got players like J-Bo, who if he just gets hot and has a night, any team in the country could be fucked, right? The Murray twins,
is J-Bo the first? Who's that guy that gets younger but older in the wrong
order? Benjamin Button.
Is J-Bo the Benjamin Button of basketball, but in the wrong way? Like, he was so good when he was young, and now he's a 6-year senior, and like, what's happening.
I don't think he's gotten a whole lot worse. I would like to ask him how his body feels. Like, man, it's a lot of running around on the court.
He's making his 300th start in the black and gold.
Yeah, he started like two.
He's putting up Tom Brady numbers out here, bro.
Oh, and I really don't think we shit on him too bad. I thought we were just honest about the situation, but it'll probably never come on the podcast because we didn't sugarcoat it when he had that altercation downtown. But I don't know, man. Like, he made 10 threes the other night or something ridiculous like that. Keegan Murray is liable to go for 30 on any night. Chris Murray is an absolute savage. And then we just have all these other players I saw a stat that Connor McCaffrey, who about five games ago, if you look at his season, you wouldn't call a shooter, right? Right? If you need a hitman and you got to take somebody out, right? Sniper style, you're not calling Connor for that job.
If you need to build a house,
you call Connor?
Bricks.
But the last six games, he's 11 for 17 from three. Dude, he's like 60%. So Pat McCaff is good and athletic. We've got Rabracha, who's a solid big man and can stand in. If they play well, they're a team that can sort of hang because they're good offensively. Again, they have to be able to hit. Last year versus Oregon, when we had Joe Easy and when we had Luka Garza and we weren't hitting on offense, well, then you catch a team. I think we could be like an Oregon. We're not as athletic as Oregon was last year, but we could be like that upset team where we're not expected to do anything in the tournament this year. But then all of a sudden, you know, I think we're projected to be like a six or seven seed for the men's team. That means we'll play a 10 seed in the first round and then play
a two seed.
A two seed? Round. Hey,
yep.
Liable to maybe catch a two seed on their heels, man.
I think I completely agree. I mean, you catch us on a night where we're shooting well and we're hot, and it's not a team you want to go against.
Now, Drake, I'm not going to disagree. This team absolutely has it in them. Of course, I don't know if you guys saw yesterday's fucking basketball slate.
Seven teams all lost.
And number nine. Like,
yeah.
You didn't see Incredible. That, Drake? First time in the history of college basketball that seven teams in the top 10 have all lost on the same day. And it was 1 through 6, Purdue, Gonzaga.
That's an absolute catastrophe.
Unbelievable. Kansas, Texas Tech, Purdue, Arizona, Gonzaga, Auburn, and Texas A&M. We're like 1 through 6 and number 9. The only
bad day to be in the state of Texas, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Warmer than up here, though. God damn, I wish it would just get to spring. And then the girls' team, I don't know what it's looking like for them for a seeding, but I would have to imagine.
I mean,
better than
say they move up to like 16 or so, and that makes you a 4 seed, right? Obviously, it depends what happens.
I would say 4 or 5 seed, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're looking at the 13 matchup, then you've got a 5 seed, which will be, you know, not an easy game in the second round. So
we could just use Caitlin Clark to score 200 points in the tournament and us win it and then be like one seed.
That's what I'm saying, is like, who wants to see Caitlin Clark in the NCAA tournament? You draw Iowa and you've got to find a way to stop Caitlin Clark.
I believe the first two rounds of the women's tournament is in home stadiums
too. I believe so as well. Yeah. Or one seed,
or it's like
top 8 seeds get their home state. I'm not
something
sure.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. God, I'd love to go to. I feel really bad that I haven't been to an Iowa women's game, but it's just like, I just haven't. I don't know. I'm a shitty fan. I'm a shitty Hawkeye. That's what I am.
Yes, you are.
Wait, bro. You feel bad that you haven't drove down from Des Moines on a weekday to watch a basketball game?
Dude, it's. To watch, I mean, I guess there's still 2 years to watch Caitlin Clark, but yeah, I mean, she's the best to ever. She's going to be the best Iowa women's basketball player in the history of the program. And I haven't seen her play yet. And
this is, you know, 2 years after we already had the best women's basketball player in the history of the program. Right.
And I never saw her play in person either. And to be honest, I think I only saw Luka play in person one time. So yeah, I'm a shitty basketball fan. Let's see. Let's get a refresh on these questions. Probably some more Ukraine Putin shit going on. How much of an impact will a new quarterback coach have? Well,
it's going to be interesting.
Quarterback coach.
I hear it's Kevin Ward, so probably going to be a shit job.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I can't throw the football, so we're not going to throw the football either. We're running the triple option.
We're going to the Army offense. We're going to run with the academy's run, huh?
Hey, dude, Army had a sick offense last year.
I love
this. They scored points on points.
I no joke. Sign me up to watch an Army or a Navy game or an Air Force game.
I love the Army-Navy game, dude.
Every week of the year, I'll watch those games. I love watching the academies.
100%, man.
And Kevin.
The other thing is it's a fast game. You know, you can watch the game in 2.5 hours.
Right. Yeah, it's quick. It's quick. There's a lot of action, a lot of hitting.
A lot of running clock.
A lot of storylines, too, that they shift to. They'll just show like.
Yeah. Talk about the guys and.
Right.
You know, where they're set to deploy and go off to right. When they're for now.
Speaking of Kev, I know you guys have seen this. The Ghost of Kiev. That's Kevin Ward. That's the Ukrainian Kevin Ward who went a different direction with his life, decided to go into the Air Force, then went up in his fucking fighter jet and just started taking down planes left and right from Russia.
About just like the coldest nickname of all time.
Oh, bro. Can you imagine?
My blood don't run, baby. My blood don't run.
Yeah, but put yourself there. You're in the air in Eastern European airspace, and you take the first one down. Right there goes one. You make a circle back. Maybe you radio in, "Hey, I got one. I'm coming back for a refuel." Whatever. You go back out. You take down another, and now you're starting to feel the balls are starting to feel pretty big at this point, right? And you're starting to feel like it's like that time. Hey, this is a bad analogy, but for everyone who's played Call of Duty out there, the aim is just on that day, huh? You're just kind of you're clicking heads, as they say in the gaming community. And all of a sudden, you've got 3, 4. You're up to 6 now. This guy's dropping aircrafts out of the air, man. And he's the Ukrainian MVP. One of the coolest stories. I hope it's real because there's a lot of bullshit going around out there.
True. Anything you see on Twitter, you got to take with a grain of salt.
I also don't know if this
propaganda is a big thing. Wartime propaganda is
if we could get the Ghost of Kiev to be our quarterback's coach, I'd take it. Hey, sign that guy up.
Unreal accuracy and so good under pressure.
And the mentality, right? Guy's a killer, right? We can make some plays. Take a real quick second. One quick second. I mean, that's all I need. DRF Sports, you guys hear me talk about it. Front End Podcast, right in the middle of the podcast. They're our sponsor, title sponsor of the Walk-Ons. I want you guys to know, and you've already heard if you've been listening, to keep your ear out, your eye out, your ear out for the stuff we're doing around March Madness, okay? DRF Cash Grab, we've got a Walk-On leaderboard, we've got some other things going on over at DRF. Stay tuned in, because you're going to have some opportunities to win some cash. They are providing us opportunities that we have not had before. We want to thank them for continuing to sponsor the show and being our partners here early in 2022. DRF Sports, bet smarter. Well, let's take a quick second here to recognize that our show is sponsored by AdCraft. You guys are potentially wearing one of their pieces of merchandise right now, one of the beautiful t-shirts or hats or sweatshirts that we've printed with them. The designs are clean. The merch is quality. Their customer service is off the chain. The amount of stuff I've thrown at my guy, Colin, over at AdCraft has been a lot. It's always jumbled ideas and thoughts, and he finds a way, him and his team find a way to spit out ideas for the Walk-On Army that turn into reality, and they are 50% of our merchandise operation. They are everything that we need
to provide quality merchandise to you guys, spit out the HBAM stuff, all the other designs. Their art team is amazing. Their customer service is amazing. The buying process, from the clean looking web stores to their shipping, processing, delivering to you guys all over the country, not just Iowa. It's amazing. Streamline the way you offer your custom merch by utilizing their risk-free web store service. You don't have to worry about collecting orders or setting up pickup time to distribute your orders. AdCraft ships directly to customers, which allows you to reach a larger audience. All you have to do is promote your store and collect the profit check. AdCraft is a trusted source for custom merchandise for many, including us, Grandview University Football, Nestle Purina, ADM, and much more. Visit www.adcraftwebstores.com to bring your custom merch to life. That's www.adcraftwebstores.com.
Did it annoy your teammates when you jumped on the field to practice long snaps during every timeout and stoppage, or was it just me?
Fuck, man.
Come on, Justin. That really hurts, brother.
Was that Lima?
No, Justin. Oh. This is a long time. This is a long time.
Unbelievable if that was Lima.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Long time walk on army here. Justin Northrup is at Iowa. At Iowa Hawk fan 85 on Twitter. Did it annoy your teammates? I would imagine that my teammates didn't even notice.
They never even saw it.
And for two reasons. One, they've got shit going. Like Kevin didn't even know what was going on during the game. He was so tunnel focused.
I was just like, fuck, pun alert. We're fucking pun alert. Where's everyone at? We got fucking pun alert.
On game day, there's this heightened sense of like, I have a job, I have a role, and I need to do that to the best of my ability. And I just trust that every other individual guy is also going to do that to the best of their ability. And because those roles are set up to work in congruency, we're just going to trust that this will get us to the end mission. Right now, for me personally, the hardest part, I would say really one of the only hard parts about being a specialist was, it was a skill based, you know, kicking, punting, long snapping they are the most skill based outside of quarterback on the team. The other positions on the team are much more, I'm not even sure how you would, they're much more,
I'm just waiting for you to say that it doesn't take skill to play the other position. Just waiting for it.
No, and
I'm just waiting for Kluver to get this fucking boring explanation of long snapping over with, dude.
I'm trying to fill airspace, bro.
And yes, Kluver, I did make fun of you when you went out.
I was taking practice reps.
Everything about you I just hated.
Right. So I don't know. Compare it to a free throw. If you've ever played basketball and you just come cold off the bench and you haven't gone through the motion of shooting the basketball in 15 or 20 minutes and you haven't even been really running around or anything and you're just cold, right? And then you expect to go make a free throw, you don't feel really confident in that. You want to feel confident. So, hey, get a practice rep on the side. And then when you go to do it in the real thing, it's like, okay, my muscles, my arms, my shoulders, my legs, everything just went through this motion on the sideline. So it's a little bit easier to replicate the second or third time. That's why we always tried to get a practice kick, even if they iced the kicker. We still tried to get the op off so that the kicker could swing his leg on the same spot, out on the field, watch the ball go up in the air. Just, you know. Outside of wrestling, what will be the next Iowa program to win a natty?
Hmm.
Huh. I'll tell you what, the track team is damn good.
Yeah, the track team's fucking good.
I don't know if they're
women's natty. Basketball, maybe. I don't know.
Women's basketball has a chance next year.
That's gonna be my answer.
You bring back five starters on a team that's gonna finish the regular season potentially in the top 15, top 20. You know, who knows what they do in the tournament? That's a team who has the ability to go and do it, right?
Yep.
Some teams can make the tournament. And March Madness is a very special thing. Basketball is a special sport in college where you can get those Cinderella runs. It's not going to be like Alabama and Clemson, or I get, you know, Clemson kind of fell off this year, but Alabama and Georgia every year, where it's just like, fuck, these guys win every year. In basketball, there's more variance. And Iowa will have the floor, or I guess what you would call the ceiling. And if they reach their ceiling, that talent level is enough to get it done against a team who maybe slips up, like a South Carolina with this fucking chick who I guess is the national player of the year, and that's bullshit. So,
yeah. But hey, it's a good time to be a Iowa sports fan. Not a bad time.
This has got to be one of the better times ever. Just this last, call it, 7 decade.
Yeah, call it.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's ever since the Big Ten championship season. Right. But ever since then, just Iowa sports in general have been really pretty stellar.
Yeah. Take it back to 2015 and look at what Iowa football, both basketball teams, track.
Wrestling.
I mean, just those five programs alone. Gymnastics is fucking killing it, by the way. They're like really good too. They've been good the last 7 years.
Kevin, what are you going to tell your kid about gymnasts?
I forget. I had a saying. I forgot what it was.
There was a saying.
Don't fuck with them.
Just stay away.
Yeah. Just stay away
from gymnasts.
All right. What do we got here? Who's the best basketball player on the planet right now? I don't know. I don't watch
football. LeBron James.
No, he's
he ain't still the best.
Who is it? Katie? Caitlin Clark? Fuck, I don't know.
Caitlin Clark, probably. Yeah.
It's probably Caitlin Clark.
It probably is. Yeah. She'd take LeBron 1-on-1.
Caitlin Clark's presidential run in 2032. They just want us to talk about that. You know, and I think she could probably run for office in Iowa and make a good run at it.
Yeah, I mean, she could probably run for her state representative in whatever district she wants to and not say anything in the campaign at all and just be like, yeah, I think Caitlin Clark would do a good job. She'd probably just get elected.
I agree. If you could pick one athlete from the university in the last five, if you could pick one athlete for what? You got to finish the question, buddy. It just says if you could pick one athlete from the university in the last 5 years, who would it be?
Just to be,
to have as a friend on the podcast,
to go to lunch with, to fuck.
All right, well, then let's finish that question with our own.
Okay, all right. If you could pick one athlete from the university in the last 5 years
to take
to Ukraine and fight with you, who would it be?
Tristan Wirfs.
No, it wouldn't be Tristan. He's too big. It's a big target, man. You got to fight. And plus, we need him playing football.
You're right. I'm going to take you with me, and I'm going to use you as a
God machine. Damn it. I knew this was coming. Fuck you so much. I'm not – hey.
You're just going to absorb the bullets for me.
I was not an athlete at the university in the last I was in the last 5 years. No?
No?
Yes, 2017.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was. Damn it. 220. No. 18, 19, 20. Oh, fuck, I was. You're yeah. Right. Just yeah. Barely. I'm a CrossFit athlete now, and somebody did ask about CrossFit. And by the way, I beat DeMarco in the first week.
What? You did more box jumps than DeMarco?
Your boy's getting fit. Okay. I'm not going to say anymore. Can DHT be a daily podcast? You do not want that. You do not want that.
Because then you'd have to go into the depths of me, that just can't happen.
Yeah. Was Ken O'Keefe forced out or stepped down on his own merit? This is a good question. It's a little forward. I get it. That's sort of a buzz question. Quarterback play has been average. Coach O'Keefe, like,
has it been? Is average the bottom of the barrel?
Below average.
It came at a weird time too.
What do we think about that? Wasn't right after the season. Spring ball is only 4 weeks away.
Yeah.
Something you'd kind of want to have figured out. And I don't know. I will leave that open.
No idea. Yeah. I mean, personal shit happens. Maybe you just decide a few weeks in. They're keeping him on the staff too.
He's staying around as like a consultant, which is great because he is super knowledgeable and knows a lot more just outside of the quarterback room, just about football in general. I have a hard time believing that this was a conversation like Gary came to KF and then KF brought Coach O'Keefe in and was like, hey, basically we're going to have to we need you to step down or I don't know. I have a hard time believing it was that situation.
No idea, but, man. No idea.
It could have been.
You know what I think about it? It makes no rhyme or reason or difference for us to even contemplate it. What does it matter? If he was, if he wasn't, who gives a shit? It doesn't matter.
I do.
Hey, Kevin said it best right there.
Right. I do think that looking at the position, looking at, you know, can we be better? These are the things that happen in the offseason for a team. You know, like, hey, where can we polish the edges around here a little bit? And you know, quarterback play, that's one of the areas that you have to look at, or offense in general, and be like, hey, what can we do to get better? So maybe, I don't know how they came to this decision collectively. Still haven't named a replacement or any development on that.
It's a tough labor market out there, man.
Yeah, I know. Is Caitlin Clark coming on the show anytime soon? No, because she's probably going to be in college for 3 more years after this because of the NIL deals that she's going to collect. I mean, Hy-Vee is going to re-sign her. Probably, I would say they restructure that deal after this year or next to make it through 2025, because this was only through her next 3 years. And that's going to be for a lot of money, and it's going to be for more money than she's going to get playing in the NBA or the WNBA. So,
dude, she might just have like someone offering her take her bacon or ham every morning when she wakes up. That might just be from Hy-Vee Kemple.
That's in the contract.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Mike's son listens to the podcast. Mike listened to the podcast. They both got a huge kick out of the turkey bacon or ham. So
I did see that Mike had tweeted at us.
He said, appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. Awesome, dude.
So why don't we bring on athletes that are currently on the, like, so you guys want to explain that? There's a vibe to our show.
Yeah. We are going to let you think that these athletes are shit. Don't stink for as long as you want them to. You come on our show and you realize that they are very much human beings who will say something that you may not like or something.
Yes.
That kind of, yes. the trail of thought you guys have the same way.
My answer to people
is, we just don't want guys to hang themselves or girls to hang themselves. Correct. Because of us, right? You know, like, reporters already ask questions sometimes that guys have to navigate around, and if they're talking to us, they might not navigate as finely, and then they're in trouble and it's our fault, and that's not what we're trying to look for.
When we are trying to uphold the image of the university and the teams for which these athletes play as much as we can, and we know how we can come off, it's best just
to... Is Kevin taking a bullet for the two of us right now?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? Just showing up to this podcast, you know, week in and week out, that's, he's taking a lot of bullets.
Oh, definitely a career limiting move.
He's capping his
perfect. Yeah, you're doing terrible right now, aren't you, Cream?
Yeah, it's
struggling, bro. He's
tough out there in North.
With that striker Patagonia that you showed up with.
Yeah, you saw the jacket, Drake. I saw it too.
Jealous as shit. What do you mean? Did I see it?
Man. You guys that listen, you know this show. We talk freely. It's very conversational. It's not like a post-game press conference where they get up there and they say, Caitlin, how'd you feel coming out tonight? You know, Pat Carver, it's very professional. Those interviews that they do with the media is always professional. We want it to be like when these people come onto our show, we want it to be like we're just talking in the locker room, right? I think from week one, I think if you go back to the first episode, we may have literally said that. Don't do it. But also, if you did, you may have heard us said, hey, we want this to feel like you're in the locker room, right? And when you're in the locker room, well, let me tell you, you could get canceled. In fact, take it one step further. If you were hanging out at an athlete house, right? Say it was 337 West Benton Street. Kevin and I, we would have been canceled. 40 times, right? And everybody in college would have been canceled because if you, but we want to get as close to those, hey, we're just sitting on the couch talking shit, right? Conversations as we can get, where there we also pull in, oh, what about this one game you played in? Or how about the shit you did here when you played against this person? And then that's what creates this cool vibe that we have and only we have in the Iowa space, right? That's what the walk-ons is.
How's a group of athletes not like seeing what we're doing? It's like, okay, good idea, horrible execution.
We could do
it. Why don't we just start this and take their entire fan base?
Right? I don't know. Yeah. We're waiting for it to happen. I got
shit to do, man. I need someone to take this job from me.
Right? I mean, Drake's looking for ways out of both the podcast.
I just want royalties, dude. I just want royalties forever.
Hey, by the way, that Iowa America piece you're wearing, we might have to bring that back in another.
We got to bring it back, man.
We got to bring that back in another design style.
Once we get a new president, because it says USA number one on the back, but we're way behind right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're number one in anymore, to be honest.
We're doing just fine, boys.
We are doing well compared to like.
That was just me making a Biden joke, boys.
Yeah, I mean, those are the questions. I mean, pretty good for throwing it out 5 minutes before we did this. I don't have anything else to talk about. I'm not going to force it. I will say this. March Madness, fantastic time of year. It's about the only time that I start to really like look at college basketball, maybe throw a little money down on it, right?
Uh-oh. We get a little pool.
We get a little fancy. Yeah,
I want in on a pool. I don't know anything about March.
We should get a wash up walk-ons pool going.
A big
definitely old, for the walk-on.
Oh, and that's easy. We'll just do it on ESPN. Yeah,
Venmo absolutely. Drake Kulik, and I'll get Kluver the money.
You're gonna, probably right. Not. Okay, I know exactly where that's going.
Unless Drake Kulik wins the tournament, that money is never gonna be seen again.
Ever again. And I got a couple places where I might be able to track it down.
I'd rather give Bernie Madoff my money than Drake.
I'd rather let Jake Gervais handle my money. Fucking spend it on it.
Do you think I can get Theo on this podcast?
Well, let's talk about it. Cause that was there was one question in the, where was that? Was that in the Discord about if we've locked down a guest for 300? So let's be honest, transparency here. Our first choice. Didn't respond. Sent a direct text to his number, personal line, no response. So that's a big fuck you. And rightfully so, he's in position to say fuck you to us. So second choice responded almost immediately and is in for the podcast. We have not set a time to do it yet. And I'm going to do that as part of tomorrow's chores. Lists of tasks for me. We should be able to get that done and should have a good guest for episode 300. Drake's backup plan was he has recently befriended. Is that the right word? Is befriend when you make friends or befriended Theo Vaughn, for those who are familiar with the world of comedy. Probably one of the funniest humans on earth because he lives in Nashville now and he goes to the same MMA gym. And honestly, if you took a DNA test because they look the same, it might come back that they have similar genetics. So
they were both dirtbags.
Yeah. So I guess, Drake, you have his phone number and you guys like talk on the phone now and shit.
Yeah, the guy called me the other day and we had a conversation about lifting. And then he said he was going on tour and he'd see me when he got back from tour. So I feel like if he's just down to call me on the phone on any random evening, he might be down to do a podcast just for shits and giggles with a few former athletes and talk some ball. I don't know.
Now, do you think he would get on like a Zoom or do you think you would go hop on like – in his studio, like does he have a place there in Nashville where he does his shit?
Boys, I would not ask him to do it at the studio. I would just say it's easy, we could just do it on Zoom. But if he invited me to the studio, I would absolutely freak out.
when you got the when you saw your phone buzz and you saw Theo Vaughn.
Dude, it was Kaylee, and she was like, because my phone started vibrating, and she just goes, "Holy shit, it's Theo!" And she's like, "I'm not kidding." And then I answered it. We start talking, and he wanted to know about going to the gym and lifting, and if it was gonna be cool. Da 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 da. And then he's like, "So what are you doing right now, man?" He's like, "I was like, just hanging out with my girl." He's like, "Oh yeah?" And I was like, "Yeah, she came with me to the show. She really enjoyed it, da da da." And she starts talking to him, and he goes, "Oh shit, don't start flirting with me now." So then after Kaylee and Theo get done talking, I'm like, "Hey man," or he's like, "Yeah, man, she sounds real great." And I said, "Yeah, she is." I was like, "Please don't steal her from me. That would make me sad." He's like, yeah. He starts laughing. He's like, "Oh, man, I won't." He's like, "Or at least I'll try not to."
Yeah. He's funny, man. He's a funny dude.
Hey, how did you guys escape room? Did you guys get out today?
Oh, yeah. This is another thing. Drake was we waited a few minutes on this pod because Drake was doing something that I never thought that I would get this text from Drake Kulik. "Hey, not available till after 7. I'm doing an escape room with my girl's family." Oh, you're domesticated.
A little bit. Just put a leash around him. Walk him around.
And the thing is,
and you like
it. I'm great with it because
yep, you like
her folks, fantastic humans.
Yep.
And they're in town for the first time in a couple months. And they're only staying with us for one night. They're staying with her sister for the other ones. So we only got one night to show them around the town.
I love it.
So did you guys win? Did you guys get out?
We had barbecue and then we did an escape room and we won.
Wow. Proud of you guys. Nice. Proud of you guys. Let's wrap it there so we can all just have a nice little night. It's a big week coming up. Big week. Episode 297 brought to you by DRF Sports. Thanks to them for doing their thing. I'm actually going to be out at Lakeside Casino and Resort. Is it a resort? This Thursday with the DRF crew to make the first inaugural bet at the sports book there. I am.
Bro, you're doing a ribbon cutting ceremony.
And I am also, I am also cutting the ribbon. I'm thinking Iowa women basketball to win the Big Ten championship.
Ooh. Yeah, that's it. That's the bet. I think you parlay it, men's and women's, to both win
the odds on
Big
that
Ten championship.
That's no shit. I will be with the DRF crew at Lakeside Casino and Resort in Osceola this Thursday at midday, like right around noon through the afternoon. For anybody in the area or around Des Moines, I'll also be doing some radio spots from the casino. I don't know what my life is, dude. And I honestly.
Kluver, so from Kevin and I would like to just say you're welcome for your successes.
Thanks. I'll take it. Hey, fuck it. I'm not, you know, I'm just the tech guy and they're going to figure that out really quick.
When they talk to you and realize, man, this guy's a loser.
That Anne Frank joke was good on the Gervais podcast, though.
Yeah, it was.
That's it. 297 brought to you by DRF Sports. Thanks guys for listening. We'll be back again on Thursday. And then, that's 298, which means we're only a couple away from that big 300, which will be next week. Buckle up for that one. We'll see you then. Peace.